One in nine women in the U.S. experience symptoms of postpartum depression after the birth of a child. And many more experience some kind of mental health challenges during and after pregnancy. It's an issue many say we don't talk about enough. But this morning at the state capitol, Representative Heather Carter is presenting a proclamation declaring May 2nd Maternal Mental Health Day. And joining her will be Dr. Catherine Glazer, chair of the Arizona section of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I spoke with her earlier this morning, and we started by talking about the problem here. What challenges do women face during and after pregnancy, specifically when it comes to mental health?
Well, we know that more than one in nine Arizona women experience maternal mental health issues. I mean, many women and their families are affected by perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. That can include anything from what is commonly called the baby blues to diseases that are as severe and extreme as what's called postpartum psychosis. Mostly, it's not that extreme, and many go unnoticed and untreated.
Do you have any examples of the types of issues like this that you see in your own practice?
What I see in my own practice mostly, even with women that I've known maybe for multiple pregnancies and before they were pregnant, is that it can be very difficult to talk about the issues. I believe mostly because women feel like this is supposed to be one of the happiest events in their lives. And if the way they're feeling or their own mood is not concordant with that, it's difficult for them to bring it up.
Yeah. What are some of the warning signs that you try to counsel your patients to look for when they're about to have a baby or just have had one?
What we usually tell patients is that it's normal to feel emotional. We all know there's a lot of hormones that are present and changing. But if it goes beyond that to where they feel like they don't want to take care of themselves or their families or, of course, their newborn baby, those are things that they should definitely not hesitate to talk about.
Right. And these can be relatively serious problems. Like you said, they can go so far as psychosis. But what are some of the consequences of things like postpartum depression and these issues that are more common than we might think?
Some of the more common things that happen are not feeling quite right and an inability for a woman to take care of herself or her family well. They can be a lack of interest in participating in the normal day-to-day activities, not eating well, not sleeping well, even more than one would normally expect with a newborn.
Right. And does it go so far as, do you see suicides? Do you see these sort of things on a national scale?
Yes, of course. I think we've all seen, you know, things in the press that occur on a national scale. Fortunately, those things are quite rare, but yes, that can definitely happen.
Yeah. Do you think that we're doing a better job now of educating women as they're going through prenatal health care about the dangers of this?
I think that everyone does that now. It's just a routine part of prenatal and postpartum care to provide that information. So it's one of the things we screen for. We also have screening tools that we employ in practice. But I think the difficulty in identifying it can be related to the stigma of it.
Let's talk lastly then. What do you think can be done to help this issue on a larger scale? OBGYNs are now screening for this. This is something that's part of the prenatal and postnatal process of treatment. But why do you think it's important to get the message out there and to also get lawmakers involved?
Well, I think the more we can make people aware that this can be a normal part of pregnancy, even if it's an unexpected event, that can help people recognize that it's happening and make people willing to talk about it.
Catherine Glazer is the chair of the Arizona section of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this morning.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.